Life is short, filled with stuff, don't know what for. I ain't had enough. I learned all I know by the age of 9, but I could better myself if I could only find some new kind of kick, something I ain't had, some new kind of buzz. I wanna go hard mad. I'm looking and looking and looking for something I ain't had before. I'm looking and looking and looking and looking to find some new kind of kick, some new kind of kick. Give me a kick, I wanna kick.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 576. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from The Cramps. The song is called New Kind of Kick. It was originally a B-side on the band's Crusher single, which came out in 1981, though most of us heard it on the Bad Music for Bad People compilation that came out in 1984 on IRS Records. I've owned that so many times in so many formats, but I went looking for it the other day, did not have it. Sad, but the good news is it's been in so many different pressings. You're going to find a copy of it in every record store and just pick it up. That band just had it figured out from the very start, didn't they? I got lots of music for you this week. Let's do a track here from Spearmint. This one's called Walk Away from Hollywood.
Child, but now I've been exiled.
welcome back to the Too Much Rock Podcast. We just heard from Star Collector from Vancouver, BC. The song is called 10 Feet Tall. That's on the band's album Black Eyed Soul that came out in 2001. We heard something from the band's newest album on the podcast a few weeks ago, but it made me go back and listen to the older albums, and that one there I wanted to pick up. If you're feeling some Sloan vibes on that, me too. Good stuff. Before that, we heard from Spearmint from London. The song is called Walk Away from Hollywood, and it's on the album Holland Park, which just came out September 17th on Where It's At Is Where You Are Records. Well, that one took me some time to get into. At first, I just didn't feel it, but then after six or seven listens, there are a number of really good songs on there. The songwriting is excellent. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Got a trio of songs coming up here for you. This one is Life Model. The song is called Saskia.
Thank you. says. She says a girl needs a gun these days, hey, on account of all the rattlesnakes. She looks like human soul in an on the waterfront. She reads Simone de Beauvoir in her American circumstance. And the never-born child still haunts her as she speeds down the freeway. As she tries her luck with the traffic police out of Baltimore and spy, she never finds no trouble, she tries too hard, she's obvious despite herself. She looks like evening sun on the waterfront. She says all she needs is therapy. Yeah, all you need is love, is all you need. A girl needs a gun these days, hey, on account of all the rattlesnakes. She looks like Emerson in On the Waterfront as she reads Simone de Beauvoir in her American circumstance. Her heart's like crazy moving upside down and back to front. She says, ooh, it's so hard to love when love was your great disappointment.
And that is the sound of fall coming on there. That is Ducks Limited with the song Twere Ever Thus. That's on the band's new album, Modern Fiction, which comes out this Friday, October 1st, on Car Park Records, that band based out of Toronto, Ontario. You may know them as Ducks Unlimited, which was kind of what they released their first EP as, but this is Ducks Limited, a newer and improved version, I guess, that won't get sued. Just excellent, dreamy jangle pop there. Before that, Lloyd Cole and the Commotions with Rattlesnakes. That's the title track of his debut album that came out in 1984, on Geffen Records, based out of Scotland there. Long career. I'm just kind of now getting into Lloyd Cole, trying to figure out where it is that I'm going to find the gems that I love most. But that song there is pretty nice. And then we started things off with Life Model, also from Glasgow. The song's called Saskia, and it's on an album, EP, I don't know, let's talk about that, called Lost on Weekdays, Lonely by Sunday. Came out September 10th on Last Night from Glasgow. I say EP, LP, I don't know, I think it's five songs. On one side that is electric, and then the same five songs acoustic on the B side. So I don't know how you want to plug that. They call it an LP. Why not? Let's let them have it. Anyway, we're out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 576. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, a few interesting things coming up here. We've got Elevator Division and Nameless Number Headman at the First at the Record Bar. The same night, Sidestep is playing at 2232. Don't know where that is? Well, ask a punk. On the 7th, St. Vincent is at the Uptown. On the 9th, Primus is at the venue that shall not be named. Or Japanese Breakfast is at the Granada. On the 10th, we've got the Monkees at the Uptown. On the 11th, Radkey is playing Record Bar. The 14th, Abigail Williams at the Riot Room. I've not been back to the Riot Room. I should go soon. Metal. On the 14th, we also have Front Bottoms at the Granada. 16th, Casket Lottery is at the Replay. North by North is at Lemonade Park. And Youth Pool is at the Mini Bar. On the 22nd, Thong Gag has a show at Velo Garage. Just a great place to see a show. On the 23rd, Dr. Dog is at the Truman. On the 27th, William Elliott Whitmore returns to Record Bar. The 29th, Jordana is at the Bottleneck. And then looking in November a little bit, on the 6th, we have Military Gun at Revolution Records. And the same night is the Apocalypse Meow stream live from the Record Bar. Anyway, that's it for the concert calendar. Things are looking pretty good, aren't they? Looking at the website, we've got a few new things out there. There are photos and video of the Arson Clash, Shotgun Jimmy, and here's the live show that happened at the Rhino. Other things are coming soon. I've got like three other things I'm working on. So by the time you hear this, there'll be so much new out there for you. Anyway, one track left here. It's by the Ophelias, a band from Cincinnati, Ohio. The song's called Vices, and it's on the band's new album, Crocus, which came out September 24th on Joyful Noise Recordings. It's an excellent album that I think you need to spend some time with. I need to spend some time with it in headphones. It's a quiet album and some excellent strings on it, but the lyrics are what this is all about. Here's a track called Vices. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.